again, everybody, and welcome to another episode of BitNote. This is David Collins, and we're having a special Halloween-themed episode for you today. Have a listen and hope you enjoy. So it's kind of funny. I try to spend a lot of time in advance trying to get prepared for a Christmas episode of BitNote, and then suddenly I look in the calendar and realize, wait a second, BitNote is falling on Halloween today. So happy Halloween, everybody. It is, of course, the 31st of October. Although if you're listening to it on a podcast or in other form in the future, and just to remind everybody, you can listen to these episodes on bitnotefm.com, a few ones to upload. And then I'm sorry for giving you a whole seasonal happy Halloween thing when it may not actually be Halloween your time, but to get wrapped up in the moment, this year Halloween has been, you know, a lot of Halloween stuff has been going on and nice little spooky things and everything. And because this episode is falling on All Hallows Eve, I'm going to make a special Halloween themed episode for you. So to start with, I'm going to play music from a game that I've actually played before. Now, Halloween is actually easier to work with than Christmas because there's a lot of horror games out there. It's a genre rather than Christmas, which is kind of a celebration and not so much a genre. But anyway, I'm going to play music from a game I've played music from before. The game is Obscure, and just to repeat that joke, the game's name is Obscure. It's actually OBS uppercase C U R E, so it's kind of got a crazy naming convention, but it's basically set in a high school with American teens, and there's the jock and there's a popular one, the outcast, and basically some crazy stuff is happening in their school involving mutations, evil experiments, you know, the usual stuff you get in survival horror. Kind of inspired by Resident Evil and other games like that. I like the game. It had kind of a co-op system which worked even if one of the person was AI. And of note, it had Oliver Devenair, a composer who's done music for a lot of other things, creating a very good score, and it even had the children's choir of the Opera Nationale de Paris having a role in playing, adding to the soundtracks. There's also some extra music like from like Blink-182 and other like trendy American teen bands, but I don't think that mid-noughties American teen, you know, rage sort of bands is really the right thing to be setting for Halloween, unless that's your thing. But I'm going to be sticking to music that was created specifically for this game. So, to start off with, I will be giving you Who is Herbert and Pure Sweet in a double thing, and talk a bit more about the game, and then we'll move on to another game that also I haven't actually discussed on the show before, and also has some pretty cool music. So, you're about to listen to Who is Herbert and Pure Sweet, composed by Oliver Dervier from Obscure by Hydrovision Entertainment. Have a listen, and hope you enjoy.
Perpetua, perpetua, et per.
And as I said, that was from the video game Obscure by Hydrovision Entertainment. It was Who is Herbert? And also Pure Sweet by Oliver Derivier. And was performed by the Children's Choir of the Opéra National de Paris. So as I said, Obscure has a very nice atmosphere, kind of nice go-up play, kind of spooky, and some great music. So I think it's time to move on to another game, and this is a game that I haven't mentioned on the show before, because for a while I always tried to say on the show that I'd only play music on a game if I completed it, and I did make exceptions to this before, but the problem is I never quite completed this game. I got very close to the end, and I got stuck in a boss fight. Yes, the old gaming mantra, I couldn't complete it, stuck in a boss fight. And it was a confusing boss fight too. At one point I wasn't sure whether I was just meant to just delay and get confusing until then, or if I was meant to fire it, and no matter what weapons I used, it didn't seem to defeat the boss. But anyway, that shouldn't be a reason to just not. And then some weird stuff happened. It was a game I played on my Dreamcast, and I transferred the file to a VMU unit, that's a visual memory unit, and then I was trying to do backup, so I transferred it using my VMU unit onto an email attachment using the Dreamcast web browser, and then I wasn't even sure if I got it back, whether it still worked or not. So, yeah, I just didn't manage to complete the game. But I got close to the end, and I still think that even though I didn't, I still saw enough of the game. The game I am talking about is Resident Evil Code Veronica. It is actually the fourth major Resident Evil game, although technically there's a Resident Evil 4, which restarted the franchise and is a complete different game altogether, and it came afterwards, so I don't know, I guess it's a side game or something. And actually, it's a very good game. It was the first fully 3D Resident Evil game. It was the first Resident Evil game on a non-Sony platform. And I enjoyed it a lot, even though it was kind of funny and goofy at points and the control scheme was still kind of weird and stuff. It had a lot of time and effort put into it, and I just really liked the game. And it was pretty good. Now, it was kind of let down by I'd never really played any of the previous Resident Evil games. Resident Evil, as you probably are maybe aware, is one of the major gaming franchises. That and Silent Hill are both franchises that started in the 90s, that were horror-themed, that started in the PlayStation, and have gone through different versions and many different permutations since, but became a pretty big part of the gaming landscape. And I just never really played much Resident Evil, except for a bit of Resident Evil 2 in a friend's house, and I didn't quite manage to. First time I played Resident Evil 2, I didn't quite get the concept of you're not meant to fight the zombies, you should just run the frick past them as fast as you freaking can. I digress hugely. But yeah, so when I was playing Resident Evil Code Veronica, there were things like, you know, a guy goes up and said, you're meant to be dead. And I was like, I have no idea who this character is or why they were meant to be dead in the first place. And it didn't help us read magazines saying, you'll never guess which character comes back. And I'm saying, well, I can hardly guess since I don't even know what characters are involved in this franchise in the first place. But there you have it. I think I'll just go straight on and play some of the music from this game. What I'm about to play is Suspended Doll. It is there are three composers of this game, Takashi Miura, Hijaru Aniz, and Sanedi Kashira. And they made music for Resident Evil Code Veronica by Capcom. And I am about to play The Suspended Doll. So, have a listen and hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Ooh, very spooky and unsettling stuff. There is so much great music in video games. By the way, if you want to play some more spooky Halloween games tonight, in the show previously I've mentioned a few games, such as Eversion, which is very, very creepy. Amnesia, of course, and I believe it's also had a sequel, Machine for Pigs, which I haven't played just yet. And of course, Obscure and Resident Evil 4, or pretty much any of the Resident Evil games. Also, about the Humble Indie Bundle and the Indie Gala Bundle. They're two separate bundles, so don't get them confused. Both have Halloween game bundles. So if you want to get a bunch of Halloween-themed games, that's one way you can quickly go and get the games. One of the bundles does have a version. Like I said, you choose kind of your price and you get a good selection of games. And the other one also has a game which has been making the rounds recently. I haven't played yet and I'm not going to play music from it. It's Five Nights at Freddy's, and it is a very creepy game in which you basically are a security guard in kind of like this kids restaurant that has all the animatronic animals roaming around at night, and if they find you, well, you do not want them to find you when they are creepy and they are scary. It's funny, I mean, I could get through Fear, not really much problem, you know, Fear and Fear 2, that was spooky, but I could get through them. I could even get through Amnesia, I mean, I didn't find it that big a deal, but Five Nights at Freddy's, I could barely get past the intro screen, and when I finally managed to get into the actual game itself, I lasted less than 2 minutes, just before quitting. I didn't die, I just couldn't take it. Yeah, I don't know what is so bad about that game. Anyway, moving on, Resident Evil 4 has a very spooky atmosphere, and it does something, speaking of the Fear franchise, it does something else that both do. They both have music boxes in them, which they use for music. I just felt like playing it. There's kind of a very unsettling story in Resident Evil. It involves a brother and his sister and a mansion on an island and a lot of mysterious things. And in that, I believe they actually made a music box just as I played for you right there. And the music box, they actually made a physical one in real life which you can play if it's all that thing for you. So yeah, I mean, going around the Resident Evil games, there are zombies that you must take care of. They're suddenly fast. There's some action sequences going on. It's definitely a very tense and definitely very fun video game. I'm going to play some more music from it. This is The Palace of Insane. It is from Resident Evil Code Veronica. As I said, it was developed by Capcom, and music composers are Takeshi Miyamoto, Hijaru Anez, and Sanae Kishiro. And that was the Palace of Insane. Yep. There's a lot of creepy and unsettling music as you go along through here. Now, I was talking about that boss fight. Remember that boss fight, the one that I never really completed the game of? It was a gigantic bulk monstrosity, something that was utterly terrible. And basically, no matter what I seemed to throw at her, she never sort of I never managed to get past her. And it was just quite the hectic boss fight. So, why don't I play the music from that boss fight? Right? And that was the theme of Alexia Type 2. Yes, they have more different types. Apparently it's a Japanese thing, especially in the Final Fantasy games, where when you're dealing with a monster and defeat it, the monster will, instead of just lying down and laying dead like a good monster, will suddenly draw up, you know, great big reserves and violate the conservation of mass and suddenly transform into a gigantic, bigger and more powerful form monster that you then must go on and fight against. You know, I really wish I could give a better critique of the Resident Evil series of games, because I've always wanted to get into them, but I never started playing them. But they were energetic. They're basically, a lot of it's survival horror, so you're dealing with all these zombies you try to avoid, but then they're monsters, which are even worse. Indeed, Resident Evil 3 Nemesis even involved this great big powerful thing monster that you could never defeat and just had to keep escaping from. So it was a very nice little shift in gaming that you had to do that. And I found Resident Evil pretty cool. Resident Evil Code Veronica, a lot of fun, and just pretty interesting and really cool. And at the time, the graphics were considered impressive, but you know, whenever you say that about an old game, it's always tricky. Well, I hope you all have a fantastic and spooky Halloween. I will leave you now with the end credits, the complete end credits of the video game, which I believe were in the PlayStation 4 version. The PlayStation 2 version. The game was originally on Dreamcast and ported to PlayStation 2. I'm playing the end credits from this version because the version from the Dreamcast kind of sounds a little like some sort of like 80s cheesy, you know, waiting room music. And I don't think that's the right tone to end us for Halloween. So have a spooky Halloween. Enjoy yourselves. And this is David Collins with BitNote. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoy, and I wish you all the best.